stuff.
Good morning, this is Lachlan and Tyson with your 11 a.m. headlines. In local news, Torres Strait Islander elders urge the Queensland Government to improve climate conditions to protect sacred land. Gadamagul man Pubby Pubby has concerns about his community and homeland suffering from climate change. Uncle Pubby states that this is their land that has been handed down the generations by our forefathers. I'm sitting here fighting the government about my people's land here on Boyju. Court representatives recently commuted to the area to visit culturally significant sites to further understand the impact this crisis is having on the Boyju land.
$175 million has been committed to a flood levy for Bundaberg following years of negotiations that will protect residents and property in the east, south and CBD. The levy will be roughly 1.7 kilometres long and will protect 600 homes and businesses from future flood events. Member for Bundaberg, Tom Smith, has said that the levy would not cover cities north. Construction is due to take multiple years.
In national news, vegetable ice cream. Food waste used for the greater good. NutriV Vegetable Waste Company has created an innovative solution to tackle the increasing issue of food waste whilst also making vegetables more appealing. Each scoop of ice cream holds half a serve of vegetables, the same nutritional value as cooked vegetables. The vegetable powders used in the ice cream are made from what is considered imperfect produce. Chief Executive Officer Raquel claims that 20% of all fresh produce grown in Australia is thrown away before it makes it into the marketplace.
From August 2023, Australian alcoholic beverages have to warn of the harms of drinking alcohol while pregnant. However, they do not have to mention other harms of consuming alcohol. Unlike Ireland, where in recently signed legislation from 2026, it'll be mandatory for alcohol warning labels to warn about the risks of liver disease and fatal cancers from drinking alcohol. Now there are calls for Australia to increase the content of warning labels similar to Ireland, because it's been shown that mandatory health labelling is an important way to increase awareness and should form part of the comprehensive alcohol control strategy.
In international news, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will exhaust his final legal option against his extradition to the US when he takes his fight to the High Court of the United Kingdom. If Assange fails in his action, he will be extradited to the US, where he will face 175 years in prison for charges of espionage for publishing leaked documents in relation to war crimes committed by the US. He would be the first person charged under the Espionage Act.
For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Hit the floor in your full majesty with Desire Maria at Brisbane Powerhouse on Thursday, 15th of June.